Hello everyone, my dear Android friends, and welcome to my podcast on Android number 6. These tutorials are really going great here. Unfortunately, I've got less feedback on number 5 and 6. Sorry, number 4 and 5. But anyway, I'm going to do number 6. And probably based on the feedback, if I discover anything more, I will do that. Now, today's podcast, what I've done is for advanced, not advanced, I should say, but anyone having an Android phone can do this. This is a podcast not to do much about accessibility, but it is to do with tweaking your Android phone to save some internal storage memory. Now, I'm not demonstrating any junk cleaner or something. What happens is, from Android 2.2 onwards, they have introduced move to SD feature in applications. But the way it's implemented is that the developers do not implement this in their apps. Many developers have not implemented in their apps. So, and these are big apps. These are like really huge apps. So, there is a trick, or I should say a hack, but I don't want to use the word hack here, which can allow us to move apps from our internal storage cleanly to our SD card. And some people say that, you know, running apps on the SD card makes the app respond slowly. This is, I really don't agree with that, because I'm running Nightly, which is a 6 to 10 MB of an app, which responds equally fast on phone memory as SD card. So I really don't see that SD slowing down things. If it does for you, you can always move it back to internal storage. Now, you can do two things. After enabling this trick, you can move all apps, including system apps, to your SD card. However, moving some apps is not recommended, because what happens is, when your system boots up, the SD card is not immediately mounted, so that may cause a bit of a problem, especially with home screens. Now I'm going to go into the do's and don'ts of this method. First of all, this method is risk-free. There's no risk at all. There's no risk of damaging your phone in any way, if done carefully, that is. Next is, you do not require any type of rooting or flashing. If you have done that, chances are you can still follow the trick, but you can try. The max that can happen is you may get an error, nothing more. If you have rooted, you can follow the trick, but I think, I don't know how far is this true, because I've not rooted my phone till today. I think if you root your phone, I think you can move the apps to SD. I really don't know about that. But if you can't, you can follow this trick. Next is, I would really, really recommend you not to move home screen unless you have set your default home screen. Let's say you're using Icefree Shell, or you're using the Nova Launcher, and you have set that to your defaults. Then I would say not to move that to your SD card. If you have not, then you can, because what will happen is, if your home screen is not available, your phone will open up the system home screen, and then later on, when your card is mounted, you can go to your home screen. But if you have set it to defaults, then it will create an error. And next, after activating the command and after activating the command and moving all the apps, it is highly recommended that you deactivate the command, because, you know, it can create problems when you install new apps. Whenever you install a new app and whenever you want to move that app to your SD card, and if that app developer does not give you the feature, you can activate the command. It's very easy once you know how to do. Now, you will get this podcast in a zip file. With this podcast, you will get two files, two TXT files. One is command activate and one is command deactivate. You use the command activate to activate and the deactivate to deactivate it. Now, what you will need for doing this is, first thing, the biggest thing, you'll require Android SDK, which you can get from Google. And it is fully accessible with JAWS and NVDA. And it's available even for the Mac and the Linux. Next, you require your phone supporting USB debug mode and all that for all the phones do. Next, you require an SD card which can hold your apps. That is a 16 GB SD card is recommended. 8 GB also probably will do, unless you have some big songs and things on the SD card, then it'll create problems. It won't hold the apps then. You don't require an empty SD card. You can keep all your photos and things on that, but you need space, enough space to, you know, move the apps there. And next, you require a USB cable, of course, because you have to connect your phone to your computer. You also require platform tools, which I will show you how to get. Okay, let's get started with the trick. I have already installed Android SDK. I have already installed platform tools, and I've already done this command on my phone, but I will show you how to do it. Anyway, I think there will be an app. I just installed a new one, and I think there will be an app to move to SD. You'll have to see that. Okay, let's get started then. First of all, you need to download and install the Android SDK from Google. You need to Google that and you will get that. It's a 60 MB file taking about 120 MB on your hard drive for Windows. I don't know about Macs and Linux. Once you install the file, you need to launch the SDK manager, which I will just do in a minute, and then I will show you how to get the platform tools. Okay then. Okay then. I launched the SDK here, and if you are a Windows 7 earlier user, you need to search that under all programs. Now, since I'm I'm a Windows 8 user, so I need to search that in my Start Manager. So here I go.
Start apps list of programs that is new. Mail. Search box grouping. Search box edit. A N D R O I D.
I typed Android
search
here.
Apps. All apps list of programs that is new. A V D Manager grouping. Android Notifier Desktop not selected. Launch.
Hold on, where's the manager here?
All apps list of programs in this new AVD manager grouping Android notifier.
Okay, you need to look for AVD manager.
Start apps list. Search box grouping. Search box
AVD.
Search apps. All apps list.
I think this is the one.
AVD manager sound recorder dialog. Toolbar stop recording button. Oslogic's registry defrag icon. Desktop mic. Sound record. Oslog. Desktop. Sound recorder. Oslog. Sound recorder. Dialog. Tool.
Okay, yeah. We have a problem here.
A folder view list.
What's the app?
Start apps list of program.
D-R-O-I-D. So...
Search. All apps list of programs in this new filter support group in Android notifier desktop not selected. Launch Android notifier desktop row 1 column 1.
Come on. I will SDK. I really forgot the
list of programs of this new SDK. SDK Manager.
Okay, here we are. We have got the app. It's called SDK Manager. So after a long time, I need to really position myself here. Otherwise, jaws will really not be heard. I need to even pull this up in front. So here we are. I'm going to launch the SDK Manager.
Unknown. SDK Sound Recorder. Dialog. Toolbar. Android Virtual Device Manager. Like Android Virtual Device Manager. No button.
And it opens up.
Sound Recorder. Android SDK Man. Desktop.
Okay. It has opened two things.
Desktop. Android Virtual Device.
I'm going to close Virtual Device Manager because that's what we don't want.
Task switching list icon. 10%.
And
sound
here
record.
We are.
Desktop, Android SD. Android
okay.
SD. 20%.
We are 0%. In an Android SDK manager here. Now, once you launch the SDK manager, it's a bit confusing, but it's accessible. Okay, let me show you. The first thing you will want to do is get platform tools. So to get that, you need to
API left preview tools checkbox expanded selected not checked.
Okay,
API
you need to check this.
Space checked tool checkbox checked expanded select API level radio button checked. Update slash new checkbox checked. Install checkbox checked. Obsolete checkbox not checked. New link. Updates link. Install 9 packages button. Deselect all link. Delete 2 packages button. Preview tools checkbox checked expand Android SDK tools checkbox checked selected API.
Okay. You need to go to Android SDK tools.
API level radio button checked. Update slash new check install checkbox checked. Obsolete check new link. Updates link. Install 9 packages button. Deselect all link. Delete 2. Preview Android SDK tools checkbox checked. Space not checked. Android SDK tools checkbox selected not checked. API space checked. Tools checkbox checked expanded select space not checked. Android SDK API level update slash new install checkbox obsolete check new link. Updates link. Install 9 packages button. Deselect all link. Preview Android SDK platform tool checkbox selected not checked API rev dot for
okay.
Android SDK platform tool.
Okay.
API updates install obsolete check new link updates install deselect all link install 9 package Intel x86 preview Android SDK platform space check Android S API updates install obsolete check new link updates install 9 packages button.
Now,
delete one package.
This is the confusion.
Android SDK tools checkbox selected. Space checked. Android SDK space not checked. Tool checkbox expanded selected not checked. Android SDK platform tools checkbox checked selected.
Okay, once you go into SD tools, SD tools, you will get a platform manager and you need to select that and click on install. That will install and that will be shown under SD tools. And now it's not showing me the install button. I'm just going to give it another try.
API updates install checkbox obsolete check new link updates link install 9 packages deselect delete one
okay,
preview API level radio preview Android SDK platform tools checkbox check selected API rev dot 14 status installed.
Okay, it's saying that I've installed it, so it's not giving me the button to uninstall. There will be just one package under the SDK tools called platform tools. Just check the checkbox and install that. Okay, one step is done. It's a 10 meg file. The platform tools are a 10 meg file. I don't know if you can get it separately, so you can see if you can get it separately, but if you cannot, then this is the best way to install it. Okay then, we are done with step number one. Now, what you need to do is go to your local disk C, then go to Windows folder and go to System 32 or I don't know about 64 bit, but 32 is System 32. Find a file called cmd.exe. Copy this file in C:\users\ the username of your PC. In my case, it's Austin. So /Austin\appdata\local\android\ sdk / platform tools. Boy, this is a long address, and I hope you remember. In short, when you install the SDK, just keep a note of the location where it's installing it. You need to copy that. You need to go to the location where the SDK is installed. Under that, there'll be a folder called platform tools. Go in that and paste the CMD file in that, because what will happen is, if you paste the CMD file in that, it'll be easier to launch it. If you can navigate the CMD, then you're welcome to that from the Windows folder itself, but I would suggest that you copy paste that CMD there. Next, now that step 3 is completed, step 4 we need to do with our phone. And I'm just going to grab my phone here. Here we go. Come on. Okay. I've got the phone here. And I'm going to go into settings.
1741 ringer. 100 ice free shell. Applications. Accessibility preferences. Voice search. Voice call light talk. SFox Grace you must social hub. Settings.
I installed the SFox Grace, but I just thought leave
wireless
it to Pico for this.
Call settings. Sound. Display. Customized keys. Location and security. Applications.
Now go into applications.
Application settings. Quick launch set. Manage applications. Running services. View. Memory usage. View application memory usage. Battery use. See what development set options for.
Then go
development.
Into developments.
Development. USB debugging debug mode when USB is connected not checked.
Then you need to check this. You need to really do this. Otherwise, the command will really not work.
Ticked. Alert allow USB debugging. USB debugging is intended for development purposes only. It can be used to copy data between your computer and your device, install applications on your device without notification, and read log data. Okay, cancel. Okay button. Cancel the
okay
button.
We'll say okay for
new
this
email,
purpose.
New email. Clicked. Development. USB. Stay awake screen will never sleep while John. Allow mock locations. Allow mock locations not checked.
You need to allow mock locations because it will change the default, you know. I found that in the article on the internet that you need to allow this, and I don't know why, but let's just allow this for this tutorial.
Checked.
Okay, then here we go.
Application settings.
Step 4
Develop
is
settings.
Completed.
Applications. Home. Ice free shell.
Okay then, what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to pause the recording here, and I'm going to grab a USB cord, because now starts the actual trick that we want to do. And you really do not need to worry, you're not going to ruin your phone or something unless you have really done something nasty here. So do not worry about that. If you have flashed your phone, then I would advise that you consult your developer of your firmware whether this trick applies to you, but you can try it anyway. The max thing that can happen is you get an error. So I'm going to pause this recording here and grab a USB cord, and then let's get started. Okay then, we are back on the recording here, and I've grabbed the USB cord and I've connected my phone to my computer. And my phone is here, sitting here waiting for command. So now, let's start the actual trick. First of all, I will go there. I'm just gonna... And if you do not see your app data folder, then you need to go to control panel, go into files and folder option and the advanced tab, and click on turn off the hide recommended operating system folders. That you need to turn off, and then you can do this. Okay then, let's go into computer.
Computer window items new list.
And my hard drive is OS, so I'm going to open that.
OSC items new list. list. Dollar recycle dot bin not selected. A auto accept dot bat.
And I'm gonna go to users.
New users.
Here we go.
Items new list. All users not selected. A Austin.
I'm gonna open Austin.
Items new list. Dot Android not selected.
And we want to go to app data.
Items new list. Local not selected.
Then we want to go to local.
Space selected.
And now we need to find Android.
Android.
Okay.
Items new list. Android SDK.
Android SDK.
Items new list. Add-ons not selected.
Now we need to find platform tools.
B platforms. B platform tools.
And here we need to find the CMD file which I just pasted in here.
CMD.exe.
There we go. We need to launch it. Basically, it's not recommended that we launch it as an administrator. And even I have found some better results not launching it as an administrator. So I will not launch it this time. I press the enter. Okay, our terminal window has opened up, and we close what is not required. Even the Android manager is not required here. I've just opened it to show you how to get platform tools. So I'm going to close that off. Okay, let's go again into computer, because there's where my command files are stored. Okay, let's open this up. Okay, now we need to type these commands into the CMD window, the command prompt window, or the terminal window that's there. And that's, by the way, my Nimbus, so please excuse me for that. So we need to type the commands therein. Let's see. So the first command is ADB space devices. That's ADB is Android bridge device. Space device. Okay, let's go ahead and type this. Just let me confirm the command here. Okay, let's go ahead and type this. Okay, A, D, B, space,
D, E, B, I,
C,
E, S.
Okay then, we have typed the first command. Now, when you press enter, you will get some information, but the most important information will be your device name. Let's hit enter and you will hear what I get.
Star space D A E M O N space demon not running starting is now on port 5037. Star space
okay.
D A E M O N space S T A R T E D space S U C C E S S F U L L Y demon started successfully. L I S T space O F B 551266746 B 58 list of devices attached. B 551,266,746 B 58 device. C users Austin app data local Android SDK.
Okay, it's showing a device, but the device is B5512, and that's what my number is. So that's okay, and it's giving some additional information. I do not know what that is, but that's not of our business. Our business is device administrator, coming to know the name of our device. Okay, first step successful. Let's go into the second command. Okay, now the next command is ADB space shell space PM space get install location. This is just one word, get install location. What this will do is this will get your current install location. If it says 0, then it means auto select. That means your system can select which is the best place to install applications. If it says 1, then it's internal memory, and if it says 2, it is external memory. most of the time the install location is 0 for all the phones, and we want to change it to 2. To reverse this command, after you finish moving all your apps from internal to external memory, you need to just reverse this command from 2 to 0. That's all you need to do. Okay, so I'm going to just give you one file, the podcast, as a podcast itself, and the command file, and I'm going to put a line saying deactivate command there, because that's all you need to do. Okay, let's type in the second command. ADB GET I hope the command is right here. I'll just press enter. Okay, we have done a mistake here. That's okay. He's not done anything to our phone. Okay. Okay, let's do this again. Oops. DM space GET. Oops. LOCATION. Okay. Now you heard 00 order. That's what the right command is. Okay then. Our second step is completed. Now we need to do the end. And that is changing the location to 2. Here the command is, I'll type in here, ADB space shell space PM space SET INSTALL. Oops. Space. Oops. 3. 2. Yeah. Okay. Now we'll hit enter. And it has done that. Okay, so now we are ready to move apps to SD card. Before moving apps to SD card, before unplugging your phone, you need to verify that the location has been set to 2. So what do we need to do is the same command to get install location, ADB space HELL space PM space INSTALLOCATION. Okay, we are ready. And 2 external. Okay, we are good to go. Now, let me safely eject my phone from the computer. Now, sometimes you may get an error from Windows saying that, you know, there was a problem ejecting your device, but that's because it's connected to USB debug mode, so your USB driver is active on your PC. You can just go ahead and plug out your device, but let me try the safe mode.
Context met removable, eject Samsung E, battery meter, Samsung mobile USB.
Okay, there's a problem. We can go ahead and safely unplug our device here. Oops, this device. Okay, we have unplugged our device. And, okay. Let me see if there are any apps that can be moved to SD card. Now, I forgot to mention this at the start. You will need another app. It's called App to SD. That's AP to SD 2 means the 2 means the number 2, and you can get the app from Play Store. It's completely free, and it's by Sam Liu. I hope I pronounce the name properly. Let's test this now. And also, it's a good cash cleaner.
1757 ringer, 100%. Please unlock.
Okay.
Applications, accessibility preferences. Advanced task killer free, ESL services. App2SD free.
App2SD is what we want. We'll go in here.
App2SD free. Alert building application list waiting. Movable.
Now this is really built in a little awkward fashion.
Alert clear app CAC error 1.14 megabyte CAC size used by applications.
So as I said, it's a very good app cleaner, a cache cleaner, and it's telling me there's 1.14 meg of cache. Oh, this cache really generated super quick. Yesterday I cleared about 1.5 meg of cache. And in 24 hours, it generated 1.14 meg of cache. Really, this is really okay.
Cancel,
let's clear this.
Clicked. Alert clear app cache waiting. Advanced task killer free 352 kilobyte.
Okay. Okay. Now we are on the movable tab, and this app, the tabs are arranged vertically, top to bottom. It's not horizontal like we see in other apps. It's like nightly. The nightly web content, you need to move right to read the web page. It's like that. So all we need to do is move right.
Advanced task killer free 268 kilobyte.
And wow, we have an app to move an SD card. And really, I really think I should have shown you all this. The advanced task killer could not be moved before on SD card. It was saying that the move to SD is disabled. Wow. We can move this to SD. Let's move it. We need to click on this. Okay. We need to press the options key.
Options. Upgrade to PRO version. Clear CAC. Settings.
I will do this
refresh
in a moment. Update to
settings.
Pro. After seeing what the difference
settings
is.
Sort by disabled. Upgrade to PRO version. Sort by disabled. Upgrade to PRO version. Clear CAC. Move all apps.
Okay, move all apps, yeah. Okay, we need to select the move all.
Clicked. Alert select apps that you want to move. Advanced task killer free. Okay, cancel. Advanced task killer free.
And
you okay
want to
button
move this.
Clicked.
Now it will open our regular app manage application setting, where it will open the application info page, and we need to move this from here.
Defaults button disabled. Move to SD card button.
Click on this.
Clicked.
And the app is gone.
Clear CAC move to phone button.
Now you see this move to phone. So if you move anything to SD and you face problem, you can easily move this app to your phone. You do not need to activate this command that time. You only need to activate this command when you want to get rid of apps that are on your phone memory, and move that to SD. Let's go ahead and see if there are something else to move. I hope that I don't think there will be anything.
Building application list waiting.
Okay, it's building application list. Movable.
App to SD free. Movable. App to SD free.
Okay, let's see if we can move this one. Click on it.
Options. Upgrade to PRO version. Clear CAC. Move all apps disabled.
No, this is a problem. Why it said move all apps disabled? Because there is an empty space there, and it is showing it as move to SD. It's showing the title of the app. So sorry, app to SD. It's showing the title of the app. So that space, it's an empty space, and it's reading as the title of the app. So that is now disabled because we have moved all our apps to our SD card. Okay, let me show you how to deactivate the command, since I showed you how to activate it. To deactivate the command, there is only one step. Okay, let me just close the app to SD here. First of all, before doing anything of this command, it's recommended that you boot your device first before enabling it, so that all your apps are closed and do not open any app which you want to move. You must only open app to SD, that's it. So here we go, I'm plugging in my device to my SD card. And okay, my device is connected. Let's go ahead and plug it into the computer here. Come on, this is a very good Windows 8 RTM version, and I'll plug it in. Okay, we just wait for it to connect here. Okay, now obviously your USB connection sounds will differ. This is Windows 8. Okay, that's my antivirus popping up there. It's scanning my phone. That's good. Let's reverse this command here. I would really recommend, as I said earlier, to connect your phone and reverse the command, because if you do not, it will cause severe problems during installing new apps. So you reverse the command whenever you want to move apps to SD. Just activate the command. And for activating or reversing, you just need to enter the add shell, that's the ADB shell, space PM, space set install location, space 0, and hit enter. To activate is the same, just the one, just the 2 will be at the end, and hit enter. You do not need to do the connect. See the connected device, that's just done for precautions, but if you are sure that your device is connected, go ahead and end the command here. So I'm going to do this. I hope my CMD is open. Okay, we'll have to end the command here. So the ending command is ADB space SHELL PM space SET. Jaw sometimes does not echo and a letter in the command prompt. Space, no space. Capital I and ST install location space 0. Okay, and hit enter. That's done. Just to verify this, you do not need to do this because this is already done, but I'm just verifying it. P B M get. Okay. Okay. 00 auto. That is sure that it is done. So this is it, my dear friends. This is how you can save megs and megs of memory, and this can be done on any Android phone running Android 2.0 to 4.1. So any Android phone will take it. Even if the memory, internal memory is in GB, you can still do that and keep your phone a little bit faster. Okay then, my dear friends, until I discover a new tip here, please excuse me. Until I discover another tip, it's goodbye, and I'm really happy to do this podcast here. Number 6 is out, and keep your feedbacks coming. This is a new quality of recording which I've tested, and I've tested it on the problem demo which I gave just recently, and I got good feedback. So I've continued it. So tell me what you think of the recording quality, and also tell me if there's any app which I should review. So till then, it's goodbye and enjoy.